Welcome back to Matthew AI with Mike. Today, I'm incredibly excited to have Dr. Aviv Karen with us. Aviv is a brilliant machine learning research scientist specializing in embedding spaces and cross-modal translation. He's here to discuss a fascinating paper he co-authored, Harnessing the Universal Geometry of Embeddings. Aviv, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Mike. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, Aviv, this paper caused quite a stir. It builds on the Platonic representation hypothesis and claims to significantly strengthen it. For our listeners who might not be deeply familiar, can you break down the core idea behind the paper?
Absolutely. The underlying premise, building on the Platonic representation hypothesis, is that as large language models are trained on more diverse data and tasks, their representations tend to converge towards a shared reality or a latent space that enables optimal inference. Our paper proposes a constructive approach, learning this universal latent space for text representations to translate between different model embeddings, even without direct cross data or knowledge of the source models.
That's the core idea. By translating into a controlled embedding space, we can then potentially discover properties about the information encoded in the unknown model and even reconstruct it using existing embedding inversion techniques. It opens up interesting possibilities for understanding and manipulating information across different models.
Yes, that's a fair point. The original Platonic representation hypothesis suggested a single, unified space for all models, reflecting the true reality. Our method, while a step in that direction, essentially learns a mapping between specific pairs of models. It's not quite that single, universal representation. Also, the original hypothesis dealt with alignment across different modalities, like text and images. Our paper primarily focuses on alignment between different text models. While we touch on CLIP, it's inherently designed for text-image alignment, so the gains are less significant in that specific context.